And I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure. Why does that come off the Russian spacecraft when it comes up to the ISS? Why doesn't it just go back down with them?
Because they burn up the progress. The resupply ship is totally vaporized. It's not reused.
Oh,
and
I see.
We load it with trash. Crew loads it with trash. And after it brings supplies up, it's just a garbage truck and gets burned up in the atmosphere and it's gone. The Soyuz spacecraft, when they bring it up, there's three sections in the Soyuz, and only the middle section actually comes home, the piece that the crew rides in. This navigation gear sets up in the orbital section, which gets destroyed on reentry.
And they obviously would rather reuse it.
They'd rather take it out and reuse it than let it get destroyed.
So that's all, the Russian guides and navigation system hardware all comes from the Soyuz?
Or Progress.
Okay.
Soyuz and Progress use the same fundamental system.
Interchangeable.
And then it's like 200. Yeah, it's like a order of magnitude difference between the replacement cost and the refurbishment cost. So it's really a good deal for them. One of the thoughts they've got is to actually, at some point in the future, when you get comfortable enough with it, is to leave it behind on the station. And then that would give us that much more performance margin that we could use for other useful upmass. Not that it's not useful, but I mean, you know, other non-shuttle related.
So does all the MPLM, all the Russian hardware, does it go into the MPLM for...
I think they're actually trying to bring back one Russian CURS device in the mid-deck.
Really?
I heard some talk about that, but I don't know whether that's come to pass or not. And it was because they wanted to turn it around for an upcoming mission. And they want... See, the stuff on the mid-deck, you can get off in a matter of days. Stuff in the MPLM, it may be a few weeks before I get it back and get it out. So, especially the heavy stuff. So there was some urgency, and I really don't know whether they were able to pull that off or not. The transfer stuff, it's interesting that we won't really know what's coming down until they close the hatch, because they're constantly changing and juggling the return plan and based on priorities and what happens during the flight. And so up till the last minute, there may be a few surprises as to what comes back.